Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Minister Erica. I am hosting today. I am so glad to be with you all. Let's just begin to usher in the presence of the Lord. Thank Him for waking us up and bringing us to this prayer line this morning. We love you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Have
Lord.
Your way in this
Thank you, Jesus.
Line today, God. Come on
Bless
in, Lord. We
Thank
praise you, God.
Yes,
lift
Lord.
You up
Thank
and magnify you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue to usher in the presence of the Lord. Continue to thank Him and praise Him. And we're going to go ahead and get started today with our first prayer lead. Mother Clark, you ready?
Yes, I am.
All righty,
here. Well, good morning to everyone. Good morning, Minister Erica. It's a pleasure that you are our host this morning. I thank God for all of you. I thank God for the ability to come on and pray together and get strength in the mornings. I love hearing each and every person pray. I love the variety of it. And I thank God that He chose to include me in it. I praise God for who He is and how He's kept us and how He's keeping us in the fast and consecration so we can be close and closer to Him. And I praise the Lord for that. But whenever we shut the flesh down, our spirit gets stronger with God. Sometimes we think the fasting is to change God's mind, but it's not. It's to fix our mind to hear what He's saying and to receive from Him and to become closer to Him and to know Him better. I thank the Lord. Today, my assignment is 2 Timothy verses 1 through 7, and I'm going to attempt to read it. And I'm reading from the King James. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Praise God for that reading as from the King James Version of the Bible. And we know that Paul was an apostle. And he's writing to Timothy, whom he refers to as his son. And he calls him his son because he believes he has instructed him and taught him how to serve Jesus Christ. And we're in a season in our daily prayer where we are training for reigning. There must be someone over us to train us that is more experienced in the things of God and we must be willing to follow the training. We used to have a saying, you can't lead until you learn how to follow. When you learn how to follow without doubt and trust in the person God has given you as your head and your leader, then you're able to lead. Now, training and leading has nothing to do with age. I remember when Bishop first began to pastor, and of course, me and his mother and my mother were his members, which meant he had to pastor his grandmother and his mother. And we were trained well. We had Bishop Blackwell came in and told us our boundaries, and so did Bishop. And we had to understand that regardless to our age and our authority over him, we had been serving the Lord as long as he was old. But that was not the situation. That's not what counts. Length of years and length of time is not what counts in the Lord. It's authority that he has set in us spiritually. And he sets these authorities over us to teach us, to train us, to feed us, and to instruct us and correct us. When you're in training and we're training to be reigning, we must be open to correction. In other words, you can't have tender skin that every time someone doesn't agree with you or every time some word is spoken, you take it so personally until you're wounded. And that's one of the teachings that Bishop gave us, and we adhere to that because if the word is touching you, it's because it's needed in your life. And rather than to become offended, turn to correction in order for you to grow. And I love that about the Word of God. I love that about how he sets his leaders in order, irregardless to their age, but it's according to their position and the place that God has put them in. I know that on this call we have quite a few people that are older than Bishop right now. For one, I am, for sure. And so is Betty Buchanan. I hope you're laughing, Sister Buchanan. But we're older, but we're submitted. Because age in natural years, it just doesn't count. And age in even spiritual years of serving, we must remain teachable. We must remain in a attitude or spirit of growth because we're training to reign. And we have a different setting here. It's not on the approval of ministries or people that are in the congregation. You know, after you pray or after you preach or after you do something, anything in the church, there's a group that will come behind you and say, well done, that was good, that you did great. But and that's good because that's encouraging. But listen to the trainer. What does he say that needs to be corrected with you? It may not come across personally, but it comes across in the teaching. And if you're like me, I have been able to point out people that are ministering to me that have not been through the training. It shows. People think that it doesn't show, but it sticks out like a sore thumb. Things that we do that when we're not trained, that only an infant or a child in ministry would do. But let me go. Let me pray, because I'll teach all day. But let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We come as your children, Father, willing to be trained so that we can reign. We come, Father, thirsty for your word, thirsting to know more, to do more, and to be obedient to the teachings of our leader, Bishop Clark. We thank you for giving us a leader, Father, that is well familiar with you and has an authority in the word and an ability to teach us. We thank you that you've given us to this group. We thank you, Father, that this group will grow. We thank you, Father, that we're able to do those things that we're being taught, Father. We thank you, Lord, because you make ways out of no ways. We thank you that we don't have a spirit of fear. There are some that are fearful of coming on to be a prayer lead. And God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Just like we pray at home, we can come on this line and pray. We've been given an outlet that if we can't pray the whole 15 minutes, we've got help. And so the spirit of fear cannot entertain us. We need more prayer leads, and so we're asking that more prayer leads would come forward. We pray, Father, that even I am lack on this, on the GPS, that we would have more testimonies. And the testimonies are short windows into our lives where God has blessed us. And the older we are, the more windows we have. And I know I have windows, and I should be able to testify and to say more about the things God has done for me. And the same with each and every one of us. I'm going to be more diligent this year. I'm going to do more in making my GPS. I want to be able to pray more. I love the difference in the prayer. It's like a garden. And my mother used to say, I got a garden, and whichever one looks like they need the water or the tilling the most, that's who I attend. And that's the way we are. We're like a garden. We're all different. And some of us need different things at different times. But I thank God for how I'm being fed off of the different prayer leads and how Minister LaShonda says, lean in. And I try to lean in and to not only listen to the prayer leads, but to participate on my own when I'm here at home. And I love that. It gives me a great start to my day. I start my day off with the prayer ministry. I start my day off with knowing that there are fellow Christians fellowshipping with me on a line where we can pray and talk to God. I kid my children, my other children sometimes, they say, you talk to Bishop? I say, I talk to him every morning because I sit here and I talk back to the screen. But I praise God for that. I bless all of you. I know that God is keeping us. I bless him for the authority that he's given us for this day. I bless him for the authority that he's given us to pray. I bless God for how he's called some that were young and following, that I hear him on the prayer lead today. And what a joy. What a joy it is to be able to remember and to then hear that same child, because they're not a child anymore, but to hear them praying on the prayer lead, as a prayer lead. And I praise God for that. I pray blessings upon each and every one of you. I pray that if there is a spirit of fear on anyone, that it would leave in Jesus' name. At this time, I turn it back over to the hands of our host, Minister Erica. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Clark. Thank you for your teaching and your prayer. You know, you said that you, Sister LaShonda, always say to lean in. And I remember one time your sister, Pastor Vanetta, was testifying, and she said that during service we would have prayer time, and she would not, when the prayers were going forth, she didn't even know what they were saying because she was in her own prayer. You can do that while you're on the line. I encourage you all, while the prayers are going forth, sometimes you have to pray with us, and it may not be the same thing that we're saying because it's something else that you need, but being in the presence of the prayer can incite and it can influence your prayer. It can get you to where you need to be so that you can so that God can hear you.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my remembrance. I remember that, and it changed my prayer. It changed how I approached prayer, corporate prayer.
Amen.
You begin to say amen. You begin to say thank you, Jesus. And the prayer that someone else is praying becomes your own prayer, and you start just speaking what you need. So just like they continue to lean in. And at this time, I'm just going to keep going. We're going to go ahead and let Brother Barry get started.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Minister Barry Johnson. I come from you from the historic city of Lincoln Heights, Ohio. Today, I'm going to pray on Romans 15 and 13. Heavenly Father, we come before you today filled with gratitude for the gift of your word and the promises it holds. As we reflect on Romans 15 and 13, we are reminded of the profound depth of your love and the hope that you offer us through your Spirit. Lord, we ask that you fill our hearts with the hope that surpasses all understanding. Father, we acknowledge that life can often be challenging. We face trials and tribulations every day that can weigh heavily on our spirits. In times of uncertainty, it is easy to become overwhelmed by doubt and fear. Yet, your word assures us that you are the God of hope. We ask that you instill within us a deep-rooted sense of hope, one that does not waver with the changing tides of our circumstances. Help us to trust in you completely, Lord. Teach us to lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all your ways. We recognize that trusting in you is an active choice, one that we must make daily. As we place our faith in you, may we feel your presence surrounding us, reminding us that we are never alone. May we find peace in that knowledge, knowing that you are our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. Lord God, fill us with joy, even when our circumstances may not seem joyful. Let this joy be a reflection of our friendship with you, not a response to our surroundings. May we find joy in the simple moments of life, the laughter of a friend, the beauty of creation, and the love of family. Help us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, recognizing the blessings that surround us each day. As we rejoice in your goodness, may our joy be contagious, spreading hope to those around us. God, we pray for peace in our hearts. Give us peace, dear God. In a world filled with chaos and confusion, We seek the peace that only you can provide. Your word tells us that your peace transcends all understanding, guarding our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We ask that you wrap us in your peace, shielding us from anxiety and fear. Father God, help us to surrender our worries to you, understanding that you care for each and every one of us deeply. May we trust that you are in control of every situation we face. And may your peace wash us over like a calming tide, bringing rest to our weary souls. Lord, as we experience this hope, joy, and peace, we ask that it overflows from our hearts and to the lives of those around us. Let our lives be a testament to your goodness and grace. We want to be vessels of hope for others who may be struggling. Help us to recognize those in need of encouragement and give us the courage to reach out and share the hope that we have found in you. May our words and actions reflect the love of Christ, drawing others closer to your heart. Father, we also pray for those who are currently facing despair and hopelessness. May they come to you as the God of hope. We ask that you send your Spirit to comfort and uplift them. Surround them with people who can show them your love and support. Father, we pray that they may experience the joy and peace that comes from trusting in you. Let them feel your presence in their lives, reminding them that they are never abandoned and that there is always hope for a brighter tomorrow. Father God, help us to be instruments of your peace in a world that often seems divided and tumultuous. May we embody the characteristics of your kingdom, love, kindness, and compassion. In our interactions with others, let us be mindful of the impact our words and actions can have. Encourage us to be peacemakers, bringing healing and understanding wherever we go. As we live out our faith, may we draw others into the light of your hope. Lord, we pray for our communities, for our nation, and for our world. In these times of uncertainty, help us to be beacons of hope. May we work towards unity, understanding, and love, standing firm in our faith and trusting in your sovereignty. We ask that you empower us with the Holy Spirit, guiding us in our actions and decisions as we seek to honor you in all that we do. As we navigate through the challenges of life, may we continually turn to you for strength and direction. Remind us that our hope is not placed in the things of this world, but in you alone. Help us to set our minds on things above, where our true hope resides. May we always remember that nothing is impossible for you, and that you are God who fulfills his promises. Finally, we thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is through him that we have been given eternal life and the assurance of a future filled with hope and glory. We are grateful for the sacrifice he made on the cross, which has opened the door for us to have a personal relationship with you. Father God, thank you for the gift of salvation and the promise of your presence in our lives. As we reflect on the depth of your love, we are reminded that our hope is anchored in Christ, who overcame the world, who is the source of our strength and the foundation upon which we build our lives. Help us to abide in him, to draw strength from his example, and to reflect his light in the darkness. May our relationship with him deepen daily, allowing us to overflow with the hope that comes from knowing him. Lord God, we ask that you transform our hearts and minds. Help us to view our challenges through lens of faith, recognizing that they are opportunities for growth and reliance on you. When we feel weak or discouraged, remind us that your power is made perfect in our weakness. We surrender our fears and doubts to you, trusting in your ability to turn our trials into testimonies of your faithfulness. In moments of despair, may we remember Romans 15 and 13, allowing it to be a source of comfort and encouragement. May the God of hope fill us with joy and peace as we trust in him. Let our hearts be filled to overflowing with hope, empowered by the Holy Spirit. As we experience this divine overflow, may it spill into the lives of others, encouraging them to seek you and find the hope that only you can provide. We lift up our prayers for those who are struggling with faith, who may feel lost or uncertain about their future. We ask that your Holy Spirit work in their hearts, drawing them closer to you. We need you, Father God. Give them the courage to reach out for help and the wisdom to seek guidance from those who can lead them back to the path of hope. May they encounter your love in tangible ways. As we conclude this prayer, for those of you all that can't stay for the balance of the prayer, you have a safe and special day. In the mighty and matchless and marvelous name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'll turn it back over to Minister Erica.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Berry. The matchless and powerful name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Today is Wednesday, and we are in the third day of our fast. Are you fasting? Are you lasting? How is it going for you? For me, you know, I was saying that prior to the fast, I said that my body needs the fast. It's my mind that has to catch up. So my mind is beginning to catch up with what my body needed. And during the fast, we can, it's a time where we can seek the Lord, a time where we can learn how, as Brother Berry said, to trust him more, to, he said, trusting God is an act of choice. And during this time, we can increase our faith. We can increase our walk with the Lord, increase our ability to trust him. So as you're going through the fast, whatever it is that you need, wherever you are lacking, you can get it. You can get it. And I'm not just talking about tangible things, money, prosperity. I'm talking about spiritual things. If you need a more increased prayer life, you can get it during this fast. If you want a closer walk with the Lord, you can get it during this fast. If you want to begin to step out and be a prayer lead or a prayer host, you can get it during this fast. Just set your eyes on it and pray and ask the Lord to reveal that and bring it through you. During the fast, during our this year, Bishop is asking that we sow a seed. Usually on Wednesdays, we sow our $24 seed, a midweek sacrifice. But Bishop has also asked us to sow a $225 seed or a $2,025 seed. I encourage you, get your seed in the ground, sow that seed. You can sow it today. You can do that by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can give by way of our website at ekcministries.org. While you're on the website, as Mother Clark said, go and get your GPS in. Get your testimony in. Allow this time in our fast before the Lord to bring about or help you to remember the things that the Lord has done for you and how those things can encourage someone else. So get your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. It's a 1-minute video or audio that you record and upload it, and we can send it out and allow someone to be touched by your testimony. And if you would like to be a prayer host or prayer lead, you can give the office a call at 216-475-6327. We are, as Mother Clark also said, we enjoy having different voices. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear the Lord use you and speak through you and on this prayer line. So give the office a call so that you can become a prayer lead or a prayer host. At this time, I am going to go ahead and turn this over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning, Saints. This is Sister Cynthia. And my word was Isaiah 40 at the 31st verse. And it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said if we wait upon you, that you will renew our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That you will give us our strength, God, that we need to be able to move and live and do the things that you're calling us to do. Lord God, we thank you that you said, Lord, in your word, that we will mount up like wings as eagles. Lord, that we will be able to do what we're called to do in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said, God, that we should run and not get weary in the race. We should run and not get weary. That we're looking in front of us, God, and not behind us. That we're not weary in well doing. That we're doing what it is that you called us to do in these last and evil days. And so, God, even in the midst of the fast, we don't have to get weary. We can hold on, God, seeking you like never before, listening to see what it is that you're saying to our spirit man, God. What we're hearing in the spirit realm, not the natural, God, but shedding down so our spirits can begin to hear the word of the Lord and what your word is saying in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you for it, God. Lord, that we can walk and not faint. We don't have to fall out over everything we see. That we can look to you, to the hills from which cometh our help. Because, God, we know that our help comes from you. And Lord God, you said that no weapon formed against us should prosper. Lord, you never said the weapon wouldn't form, but it wouldn't prosper in the name of Jesus. So every time the enemy is trying to bring something to destroy us, God, you're there to cover us under the blood. You're there to carry us through, God. You're there to give us the strength that we need to be able to make it through, Lord, no matter what it is that we're going through, God, that you would give us the strength to be able to do what it is that we have to do in the name of Jesus. Because you're awesome, God, and a good God, and you care about everything in our lives, no matter what it is that it may be, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, because you said, Lord, that by your stripes we already healed. You said, God, that you nailed it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And even when the enemy comes, Lord, and try to destroy us in our body and try to destroy us in our mind, God, we can reach back to you. We can hold on to what your word says. According to your word, God, be it unto us. And so, God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the strength that you give your people. I pray, God, even as this time of fasting, God, that we will hear what it is that the Spirit is saying. We will pay attention, God. We will read our word. We will study our word, God. We will do the things, God, that we need to do spiritually as we cut some of those things out of our lives that takes our attention all the time. Yeah, they won't be able to take attention. Why? Lord, because your word will be taken up. So we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, God, that we can talk to you by faith. We praise you, God, because Lord, everything we receive from you is by faith. We can't receive anything unless it's by faith. So we got to call those things that's not as though they already were. Because if we keep looking at the situation, we will faith. If we keep looking at what's going on sometime around us and in our lives and this going wrong and that going wrong, but we don't have the faith. We can walk through it. We can run through it. We can forget those things that are behind. And we can focus and reach towards the mark of the high calling. What are you calling us to do? And so, God, we thankful and we grateful. I pray, God, that you will give your people strength as they go to the 19th, Lord, on the fast. But it just won't be a time of not eating. But let it be a time of searching you, looking for you, seeing what it is you're saying in 2025. Because one thing we know, God, if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same result. But we want to see changes, God, not only in our lives, but in the lives of your people, God. We want to see changes in the name of Jesus. We want to witness more this year, God. We don't want to say that we've been saved 30, 40, 50 years and ain't never led nobody to the Lord, ain't never told nobody about Jesus. Lord, we want to change those behaviors. And we want to begin to become a witness for you. Because you are awesome, God. And we know you are awesome, God. We know you are great, God. We know that you are God that answers. But why we ain't never told nobody else how great of a God you are. So, God, we thank you, Lord, that we can have wings like an eagle. We can fly, God, in the things that we're doing for you, God. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you say that you have cattle on the thousand hills. We're thankful and we're grateful for those hills, Lord. We thank you that this year, Lord, those things are going to come to pass in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, that a harvest is going to come forth. In the name of Jesus, God. Because you got to have income to be able to do ministry. Because ministry costs, Lord. So, God, I just pray, God, that you give us strength this year. That you give us directions this year. Lord, that those supposed to be in leadership, that you allow them to know this is their year. But allow them to know, God, that you are first. That it ain't their ministry, but it's your ministry. and you're using them to take forth the word of God to do the things that you called them to do in your name. Because it's only in your name you said that every knee should bow, every tongue should confess that you're Lord. In your name, we can cast out demons. But it's in your name, God. It's not in our name, but it's in your name. And so, God, we thank you for allowing us to see another year of what we're going to do with this year, God. What we're going to do with this year. Do we do the same thing or do we change? Do we begin to grow and grow mightily in you as you give us the strength? Because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you, God, for a sound mind. You said those that keep their mind on you, you will keep our mind in perfect peace. We got to keep our mind on you. We got to call those things that's not. We can't let the situations that comes in our lives destroy us and take us out. Can't take us out, Lord. And so we thankful and we grateful that all that you're doing, even at the beginning of the year, all that you're doing, Lord, as we move forward through this year, God, working, God, for you, living, God, for you, letting those things go that does not empower us, that does not give us faith. And so, God, we got to begin to surrender our whole life. So sometimes, God, we just surrender some of us, but we don't surrender all of us. And we got to surrender all of us, God, because you loved us so much that you stretched forth your arms and you died on the cross, God. You said that you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we don't have to live a life of wanting and struggling and seeking and not finding, God. But if we make you first, instead of saying, God, you're the head of our life, we got to say you all our life. You got to be all our life, God. We're covered under the blood for a reason. You shed the blood, God. I always say the answer is in the blood. I can say all day long, I'm taking that medicine. But when they check the blood, but we can't find it in the blood, the answer is in the blood. And so we thank you for the blood shed that covers us. We thank you, God, for all that you're going to do this year. You're going to do a new thing, God. We thank you, but we got to be ready. We got to know at the time that you're doing it. But if we're not seeking after you, if we're not thirsting hunger after you, we'll miss it all over again. What it is that you want us to do. So, God, I thank you for even the stress, God, that you've given me to be able just to come on the prayer line and pray. Thank you, God. Because you're a good God and you're awesome God. And you care about every little thing in our lives. No matter what it is, God, you care. You answer prayers, God. You answer us. You said that your word shall not come back void, but it'll accomplish what I sent it to do. You said, well, two or three I gathered in your name. There you are in the midst. We thank you this morning for being in the midst of your people. For hearing what it is, God. What it is that we're saying. Giving you praise and giving you glory and honor. So, God, I thank you and I praise you. I call this prayer sealed under the blood
I pray, God, that every need is met on this line today. I pray, God, that you'll continue to give your people strength to do this fast. I pray, God, for Bishop. I pray, Lord, for Sister Lenore, that you will cover them even in this time of fasting, even in this time of them seeking you. Give them a word. Give them a word that they'll be able to give your people. And so I thank you and I praise you. We give you glory, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saint. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, for your prayer. You said that we don't have to faint. We can trust God. We can pray to God. We can praise God. We don't have to faint, she said. During this time of fasting, you don't have to faint. You can trust God. You can believe God. So as we are all have been encouraging today to reach out to God, to use this time to search and find where God wants us to be. Use this time to get what we need from God in our lives. So don't let this fasting be a time of dieting. Let it be a time of sacrifice. Let it be a time of seeking God and seeking His word for your life for this year. As Bishop has given us the word of training for reigning, allow this time to be a time of training. Allow it to train you of what you need to do for the rest of the year. There will be times throughout the year that you will need to turn down your plate and to pray and to fast. And let this be a time of training. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. This is Wednesday, and we are asking for your midweek sacrifice of $24, but I'm going to encourage you to reach beyond the $24 and to sow the $225 seed or the $2,025 seed. This is a time of sacrificing and stretching, and we can also do it in our walk. We can do it with our fast, but we can also do it with our finances to stretch and to give. Because this ministry is touching the lives of people, and we can be a part of that. We can help by sowing our seeds. Today, I have been given the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, to pray on. And I just want to give a little backstory behind Jeremiah 29:11. The scripture, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Before I begin to pray regarding that scripture, I just want to give a little backstory leading up to that scripture. The prophet Jeremiah is sending a letter to the Israelites who have been exiled and in bondage. This letter comes to them several years after they have inhabited the promised land. And because they did not obey God when entering the promised land, God told them to have the land conform to their beliefs, and instead they did the opposite. they didn't transfer the land. They conformed to what the activity in the land was. So the Lord gave them time and time and chance again. As I said, the letter came. It was several hundred years afterwards. And the letter began, it says, I'm going to read part of the letter to you all. It says, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carry into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Give wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. During our time of training and training to reign, sometimes our training will take place in exile. Sometime our training will take place in the jailhouse. Sometime our training will take place in a pit. But we have to know that the Lord has a plan for us. And that plan may be to be in that pit. That plan may be to be exiled, because it is a time that the Lord is going to use to increase us in number. He is going to use that time, can be used to prepare us for what the Lord has in the future. So I encourage you all today that during this time of training, it may not look like where we're going to go. It may not be where we may not be where we want to be. We may not be where we see the God has planned for us, but during this time, we still have to stay focused. We have to trust God. We have to abide by his laws. We have to read his word and know his promises for us. And then when the Lord sees fit, when the time has passed for our training, we will be allowed to reign. We will be allowed to go forth where the Lord has and what the Lord has for us. Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for Mother Clark and for Brother Barry and Sister Cynthia, and for the words that you have spoken through them. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you will continue to speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Continue to prepare us and train us to reign. Continue to just change our mind and change our spirit, God, that we will worship you and that we will do as you have called us to do, that we will obey your word, that we will obey you, oh God, that we will obey our leaders, Lord. And we thank you for it. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us time and time again to come to you. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to praise your name. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us to worship you and to pray to you, oh God. And we ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just change our hearts, that we will acknowledge each and every one of those opportunities, that we will go forth and praise you at all times, that we will go forth and worship you at all times, that we will lift our hands when our arms are tired, God, that we will still go forth and praise you. We will still go forth and worship you because you are worthy of our praise and our worship, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just change our minds, change our hearts, oh God, that we will worship you in spirit and truth, that during this fast that we will seek your face for our lives, that we will seek you, that we will want more of you and less of us, that we will be in a time of training for reigning, God. Lord, give us wisdom and give us knowledge and give us a vision for this time, oh God. Help us to understand what our training should be in. Give us a guideline, God. Lead us and guide us so that as we are training in the right things, God. We ask that you will take away the people, the yes sirs and the yes ma'am, and put people into our lives that will help us train, that people in our lives that will instruct us and guide us into doing better, into the promise that you have for us, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for our bishop who continuously instructs us, continuously pours into us, continuously just looks over us and seeks you for us, God, and we thank you for him, and we ask that you will continue during this time of fasting, during his time of sabbatical, to replenish him, God. Continue to just use him for your glory and continue to just work in him and work through him and just bless him, Lord. We ask that you a blessing upon him. Father, we ask right now in Jesus' name that as we go through this fast, that it will be a time of refreshing. It will be a time of clarity. It will be a time of training. It will be a time of seeking you, that we will be filled with your spirit, that we will allow your work to be done in us, that we will not faint, and that we will actively choose to trust you, O God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for this time, and we ask that you would just lead us and guide us throughout this day. Help us to be strong in our fast. Help us to seek your face. Help us to seek your face, oh God. Seek your face for our life. Seek your face for our ministry. Seek your face for our family during this time. And we pray that you will hearken into our cry, that you will hear us, and that you will answer our prayers. And we thank you for it now, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us today on our prayer line. I pray that something that was prayed for during this time has touched you and has ignited something in you, whether it was a desire to become a prayer lead or to become a host or to give an offering, something. I pray that something was ignited in you today. If you would like to give an offering, you can do that by way of our Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, and you can go to our website, ekcministries.org. I'm asking you, if you would like to have special prayer, if you would like to be placed on our prayer list, go to the website and put your prayer request in, or put your topic that you'd like to hear us pray about in, and we can add that to our prayer list. If you have family, friends that are not connected to this ministry, but you feel that you would like to connect them to the ministry, have them text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. That's MAXIMIZE to 55444. At this time, I'm going to encourage you to go by YouTube and get your daily bread. There is a word that is going forth that will change your life, that will bless you, and that will continue to strengthen you during this fast. You all have a wonderful day. God bless you, and have a wonderful time today, and let your fast be a time of refreshing and a time of strength. God bless you all.
God bless you too, Minister Erica, and everyone. God bless you. Love y'all.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love all you guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Giving her name.